Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit of the living God, flow with power, flow with life, transforming fire, stir us, kindle the fire to bring fresh faith and fresh fire of revival. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There is a grandfather clock in my living room at home, a clock right next to the desk where the computer sits in the main room. Some of you have seen that clock when you've been over to our home. But a clock it's that my dad and I built from a kit, a clock kit many, many years ago. And as the pendulum swings back and forth, you can hear the tick-tock resonate sweetly, and you can see the second hand move in the dial a little bit with the tick and the next bit with the tock as it traverses the circle of 60 for 1 minute. Imperceptibly, the clock weight moves down, pulled by gravity as the power source to keep the clock ticking. And you look at the clock for a few moments, you don't see the weight move down. But over time, the weight reaches the point it needs to be lifted back up to begin its journey again. And without that weight, the clock would not work. The work of the Holy Spirit through a person can be considered a little bit like that weight in a grandfather clock, powering the work of the grandfather clock. The Holy Spirit is there, powering the work of the living God through you in imperceptible small steps. That when you turn around and you look back, you see how much God has done through you. We often look for the immediate and the huge things as evidence of the Holy Spirit working. But more often, it's in the small, such as a small cup of water offered in compassion and love, more than a stadium filled with people. It is a wondrous truth that God does His kingdom work through you and me. From the very beginning in Genesis, when God made the garden and placed man in to work the garden, it was man that was to work the garden, not God, man. And God said to the man and woman, said to Adam and Eve, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Adam and Eve, they were to do the work. God made the creation, but man was now to do the work. Think about the beginning of the Hebrew nation. God called Abraham to leave his home and go to the place where God would show him the promised land. And then think about how that great deliverance by the mighty hand of God from captivity in Egypt. Think about how God worked through Moses the deliverance of Israel. And then recall Joshua and Deborah and Samuel, David, Elijah, Elisha, and all the others God called to work for His purposes. Throughout the Word of God, you can find the calling of a Gideon or Jeremiah, a Daniel, and others to fulfill the purposes of God. And God is calling you. Just like them, God is calling you to be just as important in fulfilling His purposes. He's calling you. The work of God, done in the power of God, by the resources of God, happens through you and me. It happens through the newest confirmed members of faith in Christ to the oldest confirmed members of faith in Christ. It happens in all the baptized. God's work through you. The resources of ministry, They come through you. The resources God provides for the ministry of faith in Christ comes through you. God's work through you. For example, through your pockets, your tithes and your offerings is how God works to supply the financial resources for ministry. God does not plant a money tree next to each of His churches He's planted. He brings you and me. He brings us to worship, to provide. And it's through generosity in our hearts, in worship and thanksgiving to Him, that God does His work. When you give your tithe and offering and you place it in the offering plate, you are not giving to faith in Christ. You are giving in worship to the living God. When you place your offering in the plate, the living God is aware and knows your heart through your act of worship. Are you allowing God the Holy Spirit to work generosity through you? The resources of ministry come through you as you serve as lector or on the altar guild or sing in the chancel choir or play and sing with the praise team. That is God working His purpose through you. TNT, Sunday school, mowing grass, building a shed, shoveling snow, and other tasks are also ways God is working through individuals for His purpose. Each is an act of worship before the living God and a testimony that God is here and moving in powerful ways. Imperceptible little things that when coming together, infused with Holy Spirit power, wonders happen. Day camp is just a few weeks away, and it's another opportunity for you to be the one that God works through you. You can make an eternal change in the destiny of a child. You can make an eternal change in the destiny of that child's family too by the indwelling Spirit of the living God in you. Do you realize in you is the power and the ability to change the course of human history? The very presence of the living God is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. In you for the common good. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. These spiritual gifts are gracious endowments by the living God for the common good, which is the building up of the body of Christ, the building of the kingdom of Christ. Different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. Different kinds of service, but the same Lord. The gifts given to each one of you are for the common good, for the building up and edifying of faith. All for the common good, making eternal destiny changes in a heart, in a soul of the lost by sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. On the day of Pentecost, the disciples were in that upper room hidden behind those locked doors. They were full of fear. When the power of the living God came to dwell in them, they unlocked the door and they left that place of hiding in the upper room. The fear was replaced with boldness and preaching in Jesus' name. It begins with great power. The church began and the number of believers grew. The same Holy Spirit that filled and indwelt the disciples then is the same Holy Spirit filling and indwelling you. The wonders that happened then are the wonders that are available to us to happen now. Hearts and souls redeemed, lives changed, Whole cultures changed by the power of the Word of the living God when the Word of God is put into action through Holy Spirit-filled and fueled believers. The Holy Spirit that moved the disciples to give their all is the same Holy Spirit dwelling in you, nudging you to give your all and grow in faith, grow in boldness, to go and be a witness for the Lord. Will you witness how special this place is because the Word of God is faithfully taught and preached here? Will you share how powerful the living God is moving here, changing hearts and changing lives? Will you have compassion to tell a lost soul about Jesus? Jesus said, from deep inside will flow rivers of living water. Jesus, the Son of God, said those who believe in Him, from deep inside would flow rivers of living water. Now the Greek word is potamos. Potamos, meaning river. And it's easy to remember the Greek word by using the animal hippopotamus. Because the word hippopotamus for that animal is made up of two Greek words, hippos and potamos. Hippos means horse. Potamos means river. A hippopotamus is a river horse. That's how the Greeks named them years ago. So potamus, river. A river can mean a stream, a torrent. It can mean even a flood. There can be a stream of living water, a torrent of living water, a flood of living water, full of vital power in and of itself because it's living water acting upon the soul. And then John adds the note to make the meaning clear in John chapter 7, verse 39. For that living water, rivers of living water, John 7, verse 39. By this he meant, that is Jesus meant, the Spirit, whom those who believed in Jesus were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given since Jesus had not been glorified. But now the Spirit has been given, and these rivers of living water are welling up from deep and flowing from us. The roaring sound of the mighty wind on the day of Pentecost was the fulfillment of God's promise. Peter preaches this as he begins to preach on Pentecost. Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 17. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Peter then preached about Jesus, how Jesus of Nazareth was a man that God did wonders through. And those hearing Peter's preaching personally knew of these miracles. How Jesus was handed over according to God's purpose, betrayed to die on a cross. He was put to death, but God raised him up, freeing him from death, and death could have no hold over Jesus. God made this Jesus, whom they crucified, both Lord and Christ. That message Peter preached has reached you through the ages, through God's gift of the Holy Spirit, working through people through the ages. Bring to mind those who use their gifts to nurture your faith. Your parents, your grandparents, perhaps pastors, Sunday school teachers, vacation Bible school helpers, Bring them all to mind. All through this day, recall all those who used the gift of the Holy Spirit to give you and build up your faith. Reflect on them. And then reflect on how God the Holy Spirit influenced your faith to do God's work in other people's lives. Turn that page and recall, whom have you influenced in their faith by the gifts of the Holy Spirit in you? How has God worked through you to begin and build and edify the faith of another person? Our TNT ministry is a gift of God. It takes many people sharing their various gifts for TNT to happen each Thursday evening. There would be no Thursday nights together without the various people giving of their various gifts. You may be one sharing the gift of meal preparation, and you may not have direct teaching contact with a child. Do you know you're still teaching a child? You are teaching the power of the gift of service. You are demonstrating a servant's heart. You are showing faith that making the opportunity of discipling each Thursday night is important enough to make a change in your own life. Important enough that you see changing and molding and shaping a child's heart. You see that making an eternal difference could be a world-changing difference too. Don't see yourself as simply making a meal. See yourself as a servant of God using Holy Spirit gifts in ministry. Change your heart. Change your heart for Jesus Christ, and you change the history of the world. Look to Martin Luther reading, "The just shall live by faith," in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, and how the world was changed through his heart that was changed, and that through the Reformation, so many things came to be. Place the redeeming power of Jesus' love in a child's heart, and there would be no place for hate and evil that takes a van to drive down London Bridge with the intent to murder. Place the love of Jesus Christ in a heart, and there'd be no place to enter a market with a knife intent to murder, and no inclination to strap on a bomb with an intent to murder young girls coming out of a concert. The power of changing a heart with the gospel of Jesus Christ changes the world. There is evil in the world, and you can battle that evil with the gifts of the Holy Spirit that indwell you. The missionaries of old, the church of ages past, knew the way to change the world was to change your heart through the gospel of Jesus Christ. This Pentecost, may we recapture that evangelical heart that is determined to change lives with the love and compassion of Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen one. The churches of old knew that. The missionaries of old went to the edges of the earth. Can you go around the corner of your block to change a life? The Holy Spirit was not sent to make you comfortable and happy and wealthy. No, the Holy Spirit was sent for the common good of building up the church of Jesus Christ. That building up happens through the believers of Jesus Christ, empowered by the rivers of living water flowing from within and out into the world, into the sphere of influence around you, moving you from complacency to action and compassion for lost souls. The extraordinary things of the past that happened by the Holy Spirit through believers happened precisely because the believers stepped out by faith with determination to do the hard things for Jesus Christ, willing to give all their resources, even their life. Jesus gave His life. He died on the cross, crucified for the sins of the world. Jesus Christ rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and the Holy Spirit was sent just as promised. Now, with that power within you, pray with boldness. Pray with power. Pray that the living God work through you in new ways to reach people with the redeeming message, that redeeming message of His love, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Move into action by that Holy Spirit that took the disciples from Jerusalem and out into the world in such a way Rome was changed. You move out into the world in such a way Springfield be changed. The power is in you. The Holy Spirit is available to you. Rivers of water are gushing from you. Now flow it into the community and change a life. Change the world. Now is the time. This is the place. Holy Spirit, ignite the fire of revival. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.